ringing. At this rate, they'd lose the kid before they even got him to an OR. "Charge 200!" she yelled, slapping pads onto the boy's chest. "Stand clear!" After the third charge, the alarms stopped. Instinctively, Laurel held out her hand, and this time, Janet pressed a scalpel into it. With Tommy finally on his way to surgery, Laurel put her hands on her hips and marched back into Bay 3.
"That was an absolute shit show," she yelled. "What was that? We could have lost that kid all because no one knows their ass from their elbow. I shouldn't have to run out of the room to grab a crash cart. It should have been there. One of you should have noticed it was missing."
As Janet, the two other nurses, Sandra and Maggie, and Park blinked at her, Laurel continued.
"I was a field medic in Iraq for 3 years and never had to put up with performance as dreadful as this."
She paused. Janet was shaking her head. Park looked like she was about to cry. Sandra and Maggie were blushing. She was being too harsh. This wasn't her usual management style. She was good with people. She didn't shout or scream. Something about this place, though, was getting to her. Just a week in, and she was beginning to realize that South Minnehaha wasn't as shiny and perfect as she'd been promised it would be. Opening her mouth to speak, Laurel noticed Janet narrow her eyes a little. The gesture made her stop, press her lips together, and leave before she said anything else. 20 minutes later, she was waiting in line for the coffee cart when Janet lightly touched her elbow.
"Tough day?" she asked, raising an eyebrow to indicate she was not sympathetic.
Laurel sighed. "Coffee?" She'd reached the front of the line. Janet nodded and allowed Laurel to buy her a double shot latte, and then the two of them headed over to a bench nearby. Positioned under a large tree, looking out at the impressive fountain at the front of the hospital, it was a beautiful place to sit. Yet somehow it made Laurel uncomfortable.
"I think I'm having a hard time adjusting," she said as Janet sat down beside her. "All this?"
She gestured with her coffee-holding hand to the neatly manicured lawn, which had clearly been designed to convey the idea that South Minnehaha was not a run-of-the-mill hospital. This place was something special, something new.
"I said no to another tour so I could work here."
Laurel shuffled uncomfortably in her seat and sighed a little.
"I'll admit it, I was swayed by the board's proposal. Brand new equipment, state-of-the-art facilities, the kind of resources I'd only ever read about in medical journals."
"But," Janet added, pausing for effect,
"but it's so different from what I'm used to. I used to enjoy my work, but here it feels like I'm fighting fires I shouldn't have to be fighting. Does that make any sense?"
After sipping her coffee, Janet nodded.
"If you don't like it, why don't you leave? You don't have to stay here."
Laurel hesitated for a moment. She hadn't told anyone about the real deciding factor in her move to South Minnehaha. Watching her, Janet sighed, then straightened her shoulders and sucked in her cheeks. She was a friend, but not the kind of friend to tolerate poor behavior or excuses.
"Look," she said, folding her arms in front of her plump stomach, "you made a choice. You chose to come work here because the money's good and because they promised you a bunch of shiny toys."
Laurel nodded, pushing her glasses up the bridge of her nose.
"From where I'm sitting, that's exactly what you got. What's the use of shiny toys if we can't get the basics, right?"
Laurel almost laughed.
"Okay, so some things need work. We're all new here, Laurel. But I'm telling you now, you're not going to make any friends if you carry on like this."
She paused, softening her tone slightly.
"Let's be honest. There's no way you're quitting. You're not that kind of person. So you should probably start thinking about taking a different approach. The nurses are doing their best. Even Park is doing her best."
Janet stood up, clearly not in the mood to sit and make further conversation.
"You're in charge of the ER. You want things done differently? Then screw the board and do them differently. Just don't take it out on us."
Laurel was about to apologize, a sincere apology.